Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Oh, yeah, it's a Tuesday. Just talked to Danon Hughes, our guy, talking about the trade deadline. He wants a defensive lineman. So far, just the Cowboys have acquired a linebacker today, Logan Wilson from the Cincinnati Bengals. That's all that's really happened today. We'll be keeping you updated with everything, all things Chiefs and NFL trade deadline right here on 96.5 The Fan. One word on Chiefs as it is in regards to the NFL trade deadline day.
Bland. I think that's what it's going to be. You heard even Danon kind of talk about it. He's not interested in an offensive guy, maybe a defensive tackle. So I think it's going to be bland, but bland doesn't have to mean bad. I just need a defensive tackle or 10 that can come in here and stop the run. This team has not been great against the run, and they need to figure out a way to get that thing stopped. And so I think they need a defensive tackle. It's not a want right now. It is a need for this team.
Yeah, you got to have something, man. That no pressure from Jones against Washington, non-existent against Josh Allen and the Bills. He was able to just dance around back there. I mean, he didn't even really have to use his legs. He could just stand back there on the spot and just wait. It affects your secondary. It affects your linebackers. You need pressure. I would love to have defensive line help and somebody that can really move the needle for this defense to create pressure against their opposing quarterbacks, because your next three quarterbacks, all somewhat mobile. Bo Nix, Dak Prescott, and, of course, Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and we know if they see the Bills again in the playoffs, Josh Allen will indeed use those legs.
And I can already see it now. Dak mobile? What are you talking about?
Yeah, no, absolutely Dak's mobile. Yeah. Speaking of Dak, last night to the Cardinals on Monday Night Football in Jerry World. One word on Monday Night Football. 27-17. Yeah, exactly.
Cowboys and Arizona, anything but for me last night. So snooze fest. 3-5-1 versus 3-5. I mean, come on. I mean, they couldn't have flexed that thing out, but it is the Cowboys, so.
Yep.
But still, it doesn't take away from my one word of.
Yeah, my one word for last night's game, disappointing. We are just obviously degenerate gamblers, so. Yeah, I mean, look, Dallas is Dallas, man. Like, what's the biggest issue? Defense, what they do in the regulars before the regular season started, got rid of their best defensive player. They did make a move today and went and got the Cowboy from Cincinnati, as they'll have a middle linebacker playing for them, new middle linebacker acquisition for them coming up. But again, I think that game last night was surprising, because does Arizona really need Kyler Murray, and is Dallas a real football team? I don't know.
Those are great questions coming out of Monday night's game. The fact that Dallas is adding at this point in time at 3-5-1, I mean, that's why they're a 3-5-1 football team. They're adding Logan Wilson at this point in time, thinking that's going to turn things around for him.
Luke and Owens, brother.
Good luck.
Wow.
And he just wants to be relevant. He said it yesterday, Jerry Jones. Just be relevant. Well, you're relevant.
Loyola Chicago was relevant last night.
Hell
got
yeah.
A buzzer beater to win their first game, or one of their first games of the season. College basketball is back. Here's the buzzer beater.
Sister Jean in the presence, baby. Sister Jean.
Justin Moore will inbound it.
Sister Jean.
Goes into Tavares for the win. It's good. And the Loyola Ramblers take down Cleveland State 91-88.
Bonus points if you knew their name was the Ramblers.
Oh, yeah. Loyola Ramblers. The Ramblin' Wreck of Loyola Tech. That's their name. Fitting is the way to start that. And Look, if they don't go to the NCAA tournament this year, we're probably never going to hear of Loyola again.
Damn it.
So fitting, I think, is the way to kind of sum up that one. That's cool. Really neat.
Yeah, my one word would be March. That's what I'll care. But yeah, that's, you know, the for those of you that missed it, they lost their human mascot and Sister Jean. They put a patch on their jerseys this year in honor of her. First game of the year, can't make it up. Buzzer beater, March sort of vibes, Loyola Chicago doing it for the Jean. No doubt about it. So good for them.
Then KU beat Green Bay and Gottlieb 94-51. Darren Peterson could be the number one pick in the NBA draft. Top recruit coming out of high school this season. 21-4-3. One word on KU beating Gottlieb.
I'll use Dusty's word, March.
Good. Doug Gottlieb, I'm surprised you guys put up 51.
You think Bill let him, though, I'm sure.
Yeah, good. I mean, the vibes are back. I mean, obviously, we get to this point later on in the season where what's on the NBA slate on a Tuesday, what's on the NBA slate on a Thursday, what's the NFL game on Thursday night. Or we're going to get to, like, week 16, week 15, where it's, you know, a dud versus a dud, and you're like, hey, you know what? Duke and so-and-so are playing. This is number seven. That's where it's relevant, but... Yeah, like, you know, Bob said, I said earlier, March, man, like basketball, college basketball, it literally does not matter, right? Like, there'll be big games that will happen in the end of
November. In the next couple of weeks, there'll be like a couple of those big standalone games, and then it'll be a vast wasteland until March.
And then you'll have like, once conference play starts, I kind of get a little bit more involved. Yeah. That's when it kind of gets a little bit more fun.
And that's, I mean... January, February.
Yeah, that's beginning of January. Yeah.
Because they wait till like after finals and they get back into the second semester and then it begins.
And this is when the season should be beginning in January.
Hey, right around then.
It's just too much. Basketball is way too long.
Florida looking for a next time head coach. Could be Eli Drinkwitz. He is now favored -110 for the job.
One word. Insane.
Insane?
Insane that he is a runaway favorite for that Florida job, guys. You're more in tune to Missouri than I am because I, you know. That's a big loss for the Tigers because James Franklin is rumored to be going to Virginia Tech.
Yep. Hokies.
Who's going to coach Mizzou if he ends up going to Florida? I mean, the fact that he's negative money to get the Florida job is unbelievable to me. Not because it's him, just because it's unbelievable that there's negative money on this one. Like, does somebody know who they're hiring?
Yeah, he's like the top get. He's the top name and all the James Franklin and him. It's crazy. Eli Drinkwitz.
Yeah, I would say that I don't know, because I hear from a lot of people that are SEC, you know, pounders, and nobody in Florida wants Eli Drinkwitz. From what I've been told from people that follow, you know, Power Mizzou or that, you know, read in those articles and all that sort of, like, everybody in Florida is like, it better not be Eli Drinkwitz, because down there I don't think anybody's ever heard of Eli Drinkwitz.
They should. He's beating their ass.
But it's also telling that Florida is the favorite to land him.
Why is Florida a better job right now, today, than Missouri?
I mean, the pipeline of the swamp. You're down there.
It's the best pipeline in the United States.
But it is a whittled down pipeline, right?
For
Eli, though, he's got a good thing going at Missouri. Like, so they're building the new stadium and all that kind
of
stuff.
I can tell you why. At Florida... with what Eli Drinkwitz brought to Mizzou, that can be elevated.
No doubt, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like
blue
blood. Yeah, you could take Florida, go down there, and have your... Because there's one thing we all can be honest with. Eli Drinkwitz can recruit his ass off.
Oh, yes, he can.
I mean, he can get people to his team. He has that belief. He's nerdy enough, but he's cool enough to where that works with people that transfer and also recruiting. And then you go down that Florida pipeline and you start pulling from, you know, Georgia, you start pulling from Tennessee, you start pulling from all those schools, and all of a sudden you build this belief in the swamp and Florida's back, and Eli Drinkwitz seems like a perfect kind of candidate to lead that sort of program because of, you know, what they kind of represent in the SEC. And I again, you just can't underestimate the pipeline that is down there in Florida.
I know, but
and his skill set with it.
But I'm thinking, if I'm Eli Drinkwitz right now, right? This is how I would.
And I think
it.
They've given up on Lane Kiffin.
Yeah.
I think he's either going to the pros or he's staying at Ole Miss.
Yeah. I think that's the right move for him. Either go to the NFL or stay where you are. You got a good thing going there, which brings me to Eli Drinkwitz. You got a good thing going on at Mizzou. Now, if you're Drink and you look at Mizzou and you think you're capped and you're going to hit this glass ceiling and you're not going to be able to break through, then obviously that is a reason to go. But if you're comparing programs right now, as of today, who's in better shape? Missouri's in much better shape than Florida is right now, but that can be turned, obviously, with the right head coach. But you have to think, with all the power that Florida has, how do coach, you must be a real dope to fail at the University of Florida in football. I mean, you must be some kind of ass. You have to be.
Somebody brings a good point as well, like the recruiting pipeline and no state income tax. Eli likes that.
Yeah, there is that too. Yeah.
I also think that there are two things that can be true. If Eli does leave Mizzou and goes to Florida, he could be the next name because he doesn't have a whole lot to prove, right? Like, to Florida, yes, he has to prove they can win and they can, you know, recruit and stay relevant in the SEC. And somebody makes a good point. You go 9-3 at Mizzou, you're praised. You go 9-3 in Florida, you're fired.
You're fired. Yeah, that's the other thing. Great point. Yeah.
And I think that when you look at if he stays at Mizzou, then, I mean, you might as well have the same size house as Bill Self has in Lawrence. Like, you don't have to go anywhere. Like,
yeah.
you said no to a better job to some. Maybe some don't agree with that, but you stayed home. You stayed in Columbia. You're going to keep flying that helicopter to Lee Summit North, Lee Summit, wherever you're going, Blue Springs South, and around the local schools, but also pulling from the transfer portal and making the team better. Because you look at Pabula and Hardy, both were on this team this year that weren't on that team last year, and they were much better because of it. So we shall see.
It's just a very interesting one for me because I see both sides to this story. I can see being a lifer and you know, doing your thing at Mizzou and being a hero there. But I also feel that need to say, you know what, I got a chance to go to Florida. Maybe I will. And what if I turn around Florida? You know, you have to have that confidence in yourself, you know, as well if you drink. But I just go back to, who's Missouri getting?
Colin Klein.
Like, let me ask you guys this, and again, take my Kansas side out of it. Is the Missouri job a valued job, a desired job, if it opens up? Or is this one where you get a top coordinator to be your job?
Probably that. Yeah.
I mean, the other thing, too, is
competing with Florida and LSU, and Penn State, like Missouri.
Oklahoma, Texas, Tennessee.
I'm just talking open jobs.
No, he's talking about open jobs.
Three jobs. I mean, come on, they're far and away more prestigious. They've got more history. They've got better facilities. They've got a better pipeline. All of it.
Right.
Right.
Come on. So,
Mizzou fans don't hate me.
No, I mean, it is the reality. Right?
Yeah.
That's what it is. Now, if he stays, then again, like I said, you're celebrating. You have a parade, not a parade, but you're happy that he.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Shows
a huge win. Yeah.
But also, I don't think you're surprised if he leaves. It is what it is. Midwest.
I'd be saying the same thing if they were talking about Lance Leipold taking another job, right? Which he's on all the odds anyway. Who's Kansas going to get?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, then you really could be a heel and go get Colin Klein.
Oh my God, that would be the greatest.
Would
heel
you love
move.
That show?
I would love that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.